Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, it's a boys' club.
Oh, yeah.
It's a boys' club there. And mm-hmm. it took some years to get used to, and I love my dudes there. But those first early years were really tough. What bothered me the most is when you did expand yourself to it and you put yourself out there and they laugh at you.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. Joining us is Raymond Bosch, and in this episode, we will peer into his world, being gay in the restaurant. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up?
Thank you so much, Raymond, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is yeah, cool, man.
Hey, guys.
What's up? Just a reminder for everybody out there, as we go through this episode, no black person speaks for all black people. No gay person speaks for all gay people. But it's important to know that everyone's voice deserves to be heard. Whether or not you want to listen to that voice, that's really up to you. But I'm grateful for you
and
discussing it. I love discovering,
yeah.
You know.
For sure. I mean, I'm definitely not a vocal for anyone else but myself. I will state that. Because I am definitely not like, you know, there's definitely all kinds of different people in that world, just like everyone else. We're not any different than
Absolutely.
Anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, I think what's cool is when you called me to do this is mm-hmm. I was really excited just to like kind of be here, really. We talked about gay and how we're going to get into that, you know, but I've definitely been the gay man who most of the time was just wanted to work more in straight restaurants
mm-hmm.
because I was just more comfortable in my own skin that
Absolutely,
way.
Yeah.
And then I did go out into Wilton Manors and worked a few times and so on. And anyways, we'll go into history and stuff. But I've always found myself in the straight world as the gay man. And that was always kind of interesting. So yeah, I speak for myself here.
Okay. So it's interesting for the uninitiated in South Florida. You mentioned Wilton Manors
mm-hmm.
and that's a healthy population of
absolutely. It, most would think that's where the gay population or where most of the gays of our community, everybody from gay, lesbian, trans, whoever.
Mm-hmm.
I would think anybody, even a straight person who feels comfortable, that's a great place to be because it is very community and loving.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a great place to live.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they've done a good job over there. From a Burger King to a Rosie's, hey, let's get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know?
It's a good spot.
Right.
And as servers, we're constantly judging and observing
mm-hmm.
tables and things like that. What do you, when you first approach a table, mm-hmm. what goes through your mind, really?
For myself, you know, I think in different restaurants, it's different vibes.
Mm-hmm.
For where I work now, it's almost like you just hope, like, it's somebody who wants to, like, have a good time, spend some money, because we can be on the higher end, and, you know, likes what they're going to get from me, and I hope I'm going to get the same. I don't really worry about, like, who exactly they are and what you know, who, anything about them reading, I guess, a you know, book cover, you know.
Gotcha.
But I do like, I am somebody, I think, who gets more into, like, hey, how are you? Where are you guys from? You know, what's going on?
You read their energy.
And I think I can make my money that way, too. Mm-hmm. I think my personality is in that, too.
Absolutely.
And when that does come out, it does tend to go into, you know, they like to interview me back, you know. And that's where it can get a little fun or sometimes a little political or sometimes a little silent service comes out of that.
So, you know. Do you get political with your tables?
You know, I don't try to, but I found that in the last, like, 4 years plus when what was going on, I was getting more the, well, you know, we love you, or, you know, like, or, you know, the, you know, like, let's talk about, like, you know, like, you're not as hated, or, you know, like, kind of very, like, let's talk about the issue without talking about the issue, or I don't want to tell you who I support, but we love you, you know? And I'm like, this doesn't need to be like that, you know? We could still talk about what the real issue is, but it doesn't need to be like, I don't need your love. I don't need your welcoming, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
I'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm confident in who I am,
I'm
you know?
I'm good to go
like,
already,
I'm very clear on how I feel. But if you need some security, I'll give you a hug. I'll give you a smile, you know?
But then the book cover kind of says, what you do, almost, you know what I mean? Like, or where your political affiliations lie. And that's not necessarily true.
100%. And that is something I've been, I've had that experience. You know, people think because I'm openly gay man, yes, I'm very Black Lives Matter. I do believe in that. I do believe in immigration should be a little easier and we should be nicer on things, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But then there's a side of me, I was raised by a Cuban military Marine father. You know, I had a Cuban background. There was no way out of like how I felt about certain things coming up. So if somebody would say, are you a little conservative or so and some things, for a while I was. So it took me a long time to find out who Ray Bosch is. And so some of my opinions I did find were a little, I guess, right-sided. And did I change my mind through the years? Of course. But am I still who I am? Yes. Do I believe everything left social life? No. But I don't need to sit that out on the table. And I get people expect. But I think, you know, everybody experiences that in themselves. They read a cover and they think exactly who you are. You know, you're a Black man. You must feel like this. You know what I mean? And you don't know me. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Hey, and that to me is interesting because you mentioned Cuban and the Cuban, if you want to paint them with a brush.
Yeah.
They're Republican.
Absolutely they are.
You know, so it's interesting that. You know, I'm Black, obviously, and then I get painted with that brush. I really don't define myself to other people.
Right.
You know, so I'm surprised, not surprised, but it's interesting to learn that you're willing to go there sometimes with the political. I don't get that side of the coin. They already think that, you know, I'm one way or another, like, whether I am or not.
But that's interesting in a full conversation in itself. You know, I mean, I've always felt that where I am as a gay man, I can only imagine living as a Black man, but I do, or a Black human, excuse me, let me rewind that, and even a gay person, because we're, you know, I'm not trying to put myself in the category.
No, absolutely.
But what I'm saying is that, like, I think relating to your culture is easier because of our struggles and our upbringing.
Okay.
I can't compare them 1 to 10, you know, but understanding you all is, like, your up like struggles, I think, is interesting in our world. And where I was going with that is like just understanding like that. I've always found that intriguing, you know, to be able to have those conversations and then to understand the different side of the human person as well, you know.
Absolutely.
Just because we have an outside, just because we're gay or you're Black, like it's funny how people react to you and how they just think you're something.
Yes.
I think the white community is getting it a lot right now. You know, because they're white, you think they're just automatically like, you know, full force, da da da, you know, and like, I think they're getting some hate right now in this, sometimes in the restaurant world, in the community. And I think it's interesting to see, especially the good ones, you know. Anyways, went a little off track there.
No, you're not. Well, not really, because you're right on point. And you're going to, in any community, you're going to find good, bad, or the ugly, because it's just the balance of things.
Absolutely.
People's, you know, like you said, upbringing and all across the board is really how you define. It's how it defines people in the end.
Absolutely. I think it's just shining a little bit brighter differently now.
Yeah.
Maybe in the last time, this time period we're in right now, race and gay and everything is very bright.
Yes.
And I think people have questions. And I think sometimes people are scared to ask questions or how to approach it, you know?
Mm-hmm. How to approach it is... I don't think there is a way to really approach it other than just...
Ask.
Talk about it. Don't be afraid. And I think the sensitivities are, for me, a little bit much because it shouldn't have to mean that much. It shouldn't have to have that weight. Mm-hmm. If you're out to really hurt someone's someone's feelings or something like that, that's completely different. But if you're coming from a place of ignorance, meaning I just simply do not know, I have no issue with it.
Totally. And I think if you are coming from somewhere that even if it does have anger, and but you're still curious, still reaching out to ask the question is better than continuously having the hate in your heart to not want to figure it out.
Well, that's growth. They need to learn how to grow.
Evolution. Yeah. You know? I mean, I've met in our workplace, in our environment, there are people that I know will outright say, they don't say it, I don't like gays, but you know they don't. And you wonder why. And if you make a, you might go further and say, do you even like other ethnicities? And they might not even answer you correctly, but you can see that the it's in them. And I just want to like peel them back and be like, who hurt you? What's wrong? You know, but like sometimes they don't even have the answer and it's really just embedded in them. Which I think that's where a lot of hate comes from anyways. True. It's consistent in, you know, your environment. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you don't want to evolve, especially at 23, 24, good luck, boo. You know, you know, you're going to go down, you know.
Do you ever feel the responsibility of helping people through, like, discover why they feel a certain way? Or are you just
if they're into the work and want to talk about it, sure. But I'm not looking to be their, like, you know, padre, you know, to like be like, hello, dad, you know,
yeah, teach you're not me. Captain Save-A-Ho.
But yeah, we're going to get like that. Yeah, sure. I'm not up to saving anybody. But I have had experiences where I've been in many straight, or I don't want to say, excuse me, straight world restaurants. You're all restaurants. Nobody has a label. We're all allowed in, excuse me. But predominantly straight people work there. I've had many incidences where I've worked there and it's we're 6 months in and you get, you're gay? And I'm like, come on, man. You don't hear the words coming out of my mouth. You don't hear me how I talk and say. But then I let it be because especially in the 2000s and the early times of my, you know, my 20s and stuff, I was definitely more in the closet than I am now. But my point is that people became comfortable knowing like, wow, he's a gay dude and we've gone out for drinks and I've hung out with him and he's funny as hell and he's fun. And but
well, in the end, you're still a dude,
right? Well, then they but then they do the thing of like, but you know, if I go out with you to your bars, I hope nobody's gonna hit on me or something like that. And it's like, oh, come on, man, you just ruined it. Like, you think all gay people, a lot of straight men think like, I'm like, gay people don't, they don't all think you're hot, okay? Most likely, you're not that cute, boo, you know? But my point is like, people became comfortable with me, and I really enjoyed that. So I found that I liked working in those environments. Because I liked being the dude who, like, if I'm the connection to them to loosen up their opinion or even to, like, learn or to ask, I was down with that. I love that, you know?
And you do that just by being yourself. You
know? I think
and
so.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, you should – there's no platform. There's no agenda there for you to say, right. Oh, I'm going to be this to this person. And totally. This, like, yeah.
Totally. And I learned, too, you know? I mean, like, just through people, through different environments. I mean, my – recent place of work, I've been there for quite some time. That's been the most challenging of being a gay man ever in my life. Without them really thinking, like, because I'm pretty comfortable with everybody, but we, you know, it's a boys club.
Oh yeah,
it's a boys club there. And it was took some years to get used to, and I love my dudes there. But those first early years were really tough.
Yeah,
to have to like tell your boss, like, please stop saying the word faggot, like out, like, you know, yeah. I mean, when I first worked there, I mean, it was faggot this and faggot that and faggot, faggot, faggot. And you're like, eventually, like inside, I'm like, oh my God, like, you know, like, is this real?
Yeah. You know?
And I talked to some people and some people I've had arguments with it about and some people I have understood it and I respect that. I'm not the sensitive dude that's going to like cry home to mom about it. And honestly, if it's in conversation and it happens, I do understand straight men and just people in general. You all have your comfortable words. People have comfortable words where they're in their own environments.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to just be an adult, you know?
No, you're right.
And I think it's just like it's a word that kills me, you know? And I feel like in the gay environment, if I'm in a Wilt Manners and some dude's like, that faggot said this, I get it.
Yeah.
You're the gay man who can say it. You know? Like, and I don't know, man. So it got a little weird.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget when I had to sit my owner of the restaurant down, and I was like, I know you joke a lot, but that joke you did yesterday, like, you can't do it anymore, man. You just can't do it anymore.
Now, I find that to be, as a person, a human, a man, a woman, whatever, sometimes you need to make that declaration, you know, that declaration of, just put this in your head. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to tell you what to do from here on out.
Right.
I will know what you're going to do from here on out.
Just be conscious about it. Yeah. Right.
Just put this in your head.
Yeah.
You know, this means this.
Right. I think what bothered me the most about those the times getting into that subject of what bothered me the most is when you did expand yourself to it and you put yourself out there and they laugh at you and they kept doing it. Or they didn't care about your feelings towards it. And I would say, I know it wasn't right, but I would say, like, what if Marlon walked back here? Are you going to just be like, what up? You know?
No,
you're right. No, I don't. And as you can see, I'm hesitant to say it because even when just messing with my friends, I love music. I like to think I'm somewhat of a musician. I still can't say the word even if it's on the lyric because I just don't feel right. I sound like a fool saying it. You know what I mean?
I have different feelings about it. So it goes like this for me with the N-word, and I'm not going to say it, but I have said it, and I don't really use it. It's not in my palate.
Right.
Now, when it comes to that, I personally never get insulted. I've never been.
Good.
Usually, it's not directed to me.
Right.
But it has been said around me a lot. Right. I don't identify with it. Okay. Whatever it means to you, no one can tell me who I am, so I don't identify with it. You could sooner say, hey, you know, blue.
Right.
You know, I'm not blue.
Right.
And I don't own that word. I know what it means for people of color to be, to own certain things, to have been subjugated, and to be really oppressed. And we stand on the shoulders of giants, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if someone were to insult me in a way that's hurtful, I'm going to let them know you can make a choice.
Right.
You can understand who I am and how I feel about that.
Right.
And if you so choose to after that, then you've made your choice.
Agree. And I can totally see what you mean because that's, I think, where I didn't get so serious. I kept it in for so long because I feel the same way of when I hear faggot, I say to myself, sure, I don't relate to it, but it's a gross word where it comes from. And I think the struggle is there to try and diminish it. But when it was constantly fought back, and what I meant by like saying that word, when you heard it so much, literally so much, that's what I was trying to say out loud to everybody. Would you not necessarily call you that word? But yes, you are a black man. You're telling me that man standing right here, you're going to keep using that word no matter who it's towards, what it's about. I know you're not going to keep using that word because you know that word is not right to say, especially in the presence of a black man.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if he owns it or not.
Yes,
so that's where true. I was that, coming
that's
from.
That's a valid point.
That's where that I was like, sense. You guys, we're 40 younger, 40 older plus people.
Yeah.
Use different words. And if you don't have enough respect for the man standing right next to you who does, you know, visually, vocally has said it, then now you're just showing me disrespect as a human. Because I know for a fact whoever it is, if you told me there's a word I don't like, which for instance, one person at work has told me the see you next Tuesday. It's one of my favorite words. Okay. But I'm not going to say it because if that offends him that much, I won't say it in front of you. And if I do, please correct me.
Yes.
I'm not trying to be no Mother Teresa here. But I do think it's a time in our lives that we need to start respecting the man to your left or the woman to your right.
Makes sense.
No matter what they want. Because can be opinionated. But bro, we all have opinions.
Those are valid points. I mean, I suppose in my case, I've been just kind of like the only one in the room,
right?
You know, and so in protecting my heart, I have had to not own certain things, you know. And it's not an allowance, you know. You're never allowed to hurt me,
Right. But you see, that's still work that you have done, though. But that's still work you've done in yourself to protect you from that word.
I remember I went to church in Pompano. I used to go to church. And my mom doesn't
listen. Did you go yesterday?
No. So anything that happens, my mom tells me that's why, because you didn't go to church. But I went to church with my then wife and my my daughter. She was young. We're walking in. And
you took me to church one time, too.
I did, and you never really let me forget it.
I want to hear this story on this conversation or not, but it sounds like a good one.
And I would say we had probably 20 more yards to go from the parking lot to the church, and there's this woman standing on the steps of the hall next mm-hmm. to the church, mm-hmm. yelling "nigger" as I walked into church with my family. And
a woman of that church?
I don't think so. It was just a woman in the area.
Pardon me.
Yeah, I don't think she was wasn't a church member. No. Was she a vagrant? I didn't really care. I don't make excuses for people.
Yeah.
You know, you could be, oh, but she's homeless or she's this or this. I never. Everyone has their station in life. I don't make excuses for. But my wife was struck of my composure, and I said, I don't let other people decide what I do or how I react. I feel bad for people. So if someone was to say, you know, the word that you know, really insults gay people, I feel sorry for those people, because you're really, it's more telling of yourself than what you're trying to portray absolutely. In that Amen. Joke, in that moment, you know, even if it's like, so I've kept that with me, and so if you say "nigger" to me when I'm going to church, what do you have?
Yeah, you're like, I'm going to pray for you. Really, I'm on my way in. You know? And that, I mean, Marilyn, that actually, yeah. Come if you want to come in some way, come with me, but I'm going to pray for you, okay?
I got you, boo.
Yeah, I got you, boo. You know, but I got to say, like, that actually gave me a little bit of chills. And, like, you know, I don't want to come across as some sensitive dude. I am a Cancer, but, you know. So I'm a little sensitive. No, I'm just kidding. I do take things a little to heart, and I do fight for things. And I think the gay community is in a fight right now that is a little intense. You know, maybe some people think that we are all like welcomed in and we're good now, but it is a fight that's intense. So excuse me, but what you just said really did click, gives a little chills to think like that's where your mindset needs to be. And I think more people's mindsets should go there, because there is so much, like, there are, I think the population of assholes are out there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to stop.
No,
and the hate's not going to stop. So that's a great way of thinking about
it's,
things. And that's commendable that you do that.
I appreciate it.
Because that's got to be hard. I mean, I know that in these last few years, like, you know, you guys have probably gotten more questions than more people want to ask. Some rude, probably not. So it's been probably interesting for yourselves. What's happening in our community and ourselves, you know?
I think two interesting things have happened. Well, we are an older restaurant. We service some older people. And I don't think they have any curiosities by the time they get to 40s, 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
They just don't. They have their opinions.
They're set in their ways.
Yeah, they're set in their ways. I've had it more in college when I went to college. Or university or whatever, you know, people touching my hair when I had hair, you know. Oh, because, honestly.
I was like, what hair are you?
I get it.
Yeah, you know, I get it. Yeah.
Like the curiosity is there, and, you know, they have only seen black people on TV. So.
Where did you go to school?
Buffalo.
That makes sense. Sorry. Yeah. I was like, looking at myself.
Where did you go to school?
Buffalo, New York. Yeah, you're probably right, man. That's pretty close to Canada, you know? They're like, what's coming this way?
What is that? Mom! What is that?
I've never seen this. No, can you imagine that feeling, though? Seriously, think about that. I mean, we grew up in South Florida, I would think most of us, you know? We grew up in a culture filled. Can you imagine really putting your head in that space of, like, never seeing another person of your skin, of opposite of your skin before. Like,
there's some nuts. Small towns, small communities, things like that. Maybe there's only like a one or two black people, and you just, true, they weren't in your class, they weren't your friend, this and that.
Yeah.
You know, and I forgive, you know, it's the deliberate that I, you know, that I'm more wary about, mm-hmm, that you have to be. Mm-hmm. And when a deliberate person exposes themselves, I'm grateful because I know where to put you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ones that kind of say things to your face and then behind your back. Okay, for instance, we work in the restaurant business and we've been doing it for a long time. We're servers. That's clear, right?
Yeah.
And everybody listening to the show. Now, you're going to hear, you know, that word for, mm-hmm, you.
Yeah. I'm, you can say it, you know, if you need to. You know,
it's like I said, I've never even said it really because it's not in my, you know, it's not in my,
I feel you.
Right, it's on, not so in my palate. There. So yeah, it's, yeah, not a righteous thing.
No, I got you.
It's just like, it doesn't come to mind.
Yeah.
I know Danny hears what the reaction is to black people coming in or at your table or whatever. Now, some of them are true.
True.
But the blanket expectations are can be a little grating to deal with. I have done it, honestly. Yeah. But I really give everyone the benefit because everyone has the benefit as they sit down in my station,
right,
of excellent service. What do you deal with and how do you deal with it when you overhear not just that harsh word? Because there's yeah, gradients to it, right?
Yeah, of course, of course.
So tell me about that.
Huh. Do you know, and I have to, like, I would have to sit and think, because I got to say, like, that, I'm lucky, has not been a factor in my world. And maybe that's why I stayed in the straight community a lot.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause what I found was, when I went to the gay world for a little while, I was working at Tap 42 a couple of years, mm-hmm, ago. I don't know if we can tag restaurants, and I'm sorry, and you know, right.
Well, if it's in the past, you're fine. We're not right. Right. We can try not to tag where you're at.
Identity, yes. You won't know where I work.
it's not hard to know. Because
no, yeah, totally.
If you put two and two together, you can know.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
you
totally
want to know, you can, but we don't shout
yeah,
it out
totally,
because it's
no,
not our thing.
Anyways, I was working at Tap 42. I've been in most, like, I was loving being there. And then a different bar in Wilton Manors wanted my help and what I do and my talent of bartending. And I went that route. Unfortunately, this bar didn't work out for me. And I went to a different restaurant that I truly love. And I thought I was going to do really well there,
mm-hmm,
but I learned this dynamic that I almost wasn't gay enough to be there.
Oh my
like,
God.
These guys were like, there's dudes like wearing like these short shorts with their, like their apron on, but to the side or whatever. And you know, when you, wow, walk up to a table, you're kind of junk level,
yeah,
you know? So like, they're all like, you know, hey, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
like, I'm not that guy, you know? So, like, I found my struggle was being myself in the, like, I was myself in the gay community. I wasn't hidden or anything.
Yeah.
But my clientele wasn't really wanting that.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, they were like,
you weren't gay
come
enough
on, you're hot. Like, you know, hey, give me a little bit, you know? And I'd be like, roar, you know? I don't
like,
know,
what do you want
know
from
like,
me? Yeah.
Yeah. Or they'd be like, you're a bear. And I'm like, I am what? You know, like, so that I have found. In the straight community, I gotta say, only time I really felt, I think what happens is if they figure out, like, if they don't like that I'm gay or whatever, I am, they actually just get really quiet. And then I learn to not be silent service, because I usually do silent service if they're not, like, vibing with me.
Yeah,
or if they're into, you know, you read
yeah,
your
you
table.
You still give good service, but you do the silent service.
But I have definitely had eye rolls. Mm. I think that's where the politics, when we were talking about politics before, comes in, because that's how they get theirs in.
Gotcha.
That's how they get theirs in, and with me at least, you know? Or they try to figure out, you know, are you gay? Some have asked me straight up, are you gay? And I'm like, wow, are you? You know, like, yeah. And, but you know, I also feel like since this isn't, you know, congratulations, but I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty welcoming. I don't really like, you know, shine. Like, everything that comes out of my mouth isn't, you know, like, gay intended. I don't know. Maybe not, you know.
Yeah.
And let's get real. People are just coming to eat. They're not really coming to look and meet, like, a new best friend. You know what I mean?
True.
So my experience is in with, like, I'm very fortunate. I have not had a lot of negative. But the times I have, I don't know. I've handled it to where, you know, I just – we have some good power. You know, so I just kind of shut it off, you know, and then you get the, like, he goes to the bathroom and the wife's like, I'm sorry, he's just had a few to drink, you know, he doesn't mean what he says, you know, or something like that. And you're just, or if it's the old lady, you're like, she's crazy, you know, and you're like, it's okay. I'm not that hurt.
Yeah.
You just make sure that gratuity line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it should be. Add a few dollars, you know, like, I'll get over it then, you know.
What about that money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will dry my tears with your cash. Okay.
Let me tell you, I want to throw this into the world. I mean, I love the servers who come up to me and they're like, oh, gay men are the best tippers ever. And then you get like, man, lesbians can just be the worst tippers. I want to defunct that to the United States.
Okay,
out here,
hold
you
on.
Know?
Hold on. Let's do that right after this quick break.
Right on.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, talk to me. Defunk it.
Defunk.
Go in.
Like get it done?
Yeah, we just took the break.
Oh, right on. I was like, I thought we were taking a real break. What are we doing? I just want to say, like, no, people. It's the same as black, white, Jews, whoever comes in. We all can categorize everyone we want and be angry to the bone if we get that table or not. But I'm going to tell you something.
There's always the exception to the rule.
The people who are going to tip, you all know this. They're going to tip good before they walk in that door.
Yeah.
They know they're going to tip good. So that was just wanted to take that out of
okay,
there.
Okay, so.
Because I've seen some terrible gay tips.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I think, yeah, it doesn't matter.
That was just me trying to be funny.
Absolutely.
You know?
No, you're 100% correct.
Here's, okay, let's kind of hover on this for a second.
Cool.
Right? Because you talked about, you know, gay or lesbian, tipping well, not tipping well, things like that. I have a question that comes up for me, so okay. I'll pose it to you.
Cool.
I've had someone say, "Hey, do black people, you know, treat you differently?" I was like, "I don't know, how do they treat you?" You know, but what they're getting at is, do they
tip you accordingly?
Do they act right around me, or do they tip accordingly to me? And I said, your response, like, if they're not going to tip, they're not going to tip me, they're not going to tip you. What I do get is a higher expectation. Oh, you're going to give me the hookup? You know? Mm. You're going to give me the hookup?
Yeah.
And I say, I'm wearing an apron.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I push buttons.
I push buttons, B. I don't have a manager card.
Yeah.
You know? What is it that you get from your people?
And expectation.
What do you mean by your people? What do you mean,
you people? My people. I'm out of here. What is this? I'm in the corner over here. They got babies in the corner. No. You know, this is where it gets fun.
Being so sensitive.
Yeah. This is where, like, the asterisk in the show comes in, you know, where my opinion only. But I have found there's been a couple of incidences where, like, I've had a couple, like, lesbian couples sit, you know, and I'm all trying to be really kind with them. And I have found the more I try to be my gay self, they're more like, can you please go away? You know, like, that's happened a few times. Gay men, I have found with gay men, once they know I'm gay, they love it because you have to understand they're comfortable now.
Gotcha. Yeah.
They're not in their environment.
Gotcha.
So I think for the most part, it's a positive reaction for myself. But that tip doesn't always say that. You know what
no,
I mean?
Agreed.
So, like, if we're hovering over tips, like, that's what's funny about people and tipping.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, that gay man can love me to death. You know what I mean? And, like,
the money's separate.
The money's still there.
The money's separate.
But, I mean, if it's great story time, you know, working where I work, you know, boat pulls up one time and they knew they wanted to have lunch on the boat and there was me, and I forgot who was there, but I know he was a straight dude, and he was not about that life. And I'm like, I'll go on the boat. You know what I mean? Now, I thought I was just serving a boat table.
Yeah.
Dude, they I walk in this boat, rich men in this boat with, like, pretty much strippers up on the top, you know, like, doing their thing, all hanging out. And these are not, like, the cutest men in the world, but boo, you do your thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I just scored. Like, it was lunch. You know lunch? Yeah. You know? You don't make a lot, you know? And I said to myself, I'm so happy I'm a gay man right now on this boat. Like, my shift today, I get to look at beautiful men and serve these guys. And then at the end of the tip, you know, there's a gratuity, and they add literally double that gratuity.
Nice.
I don't think a straight man would have gotten that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? There's benefits to all of us who we are, maybe in certain situations.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
But that's 1 in 100.
So to clarify, we do have... the restaurant that he's describing, we're on the water, and it's not uncommon that people pull up on their boats to go to the restaurants, and it's also not uncommon for them to stay on the boat and want to be served on the boat, and we will absolutely do that.
We will. If it's for the right price. No, I'm just kidding.
You're not coming in splitting. Yeah. But it goes hand in hand.
It does go hand in hand, and you would think that if you're going to take care of this boat, you're going to luck out.
Without a doubt.
Right. Those, I mean, but we could, you know, if we're staying in this tipping world, you would think you're going to always hook up and these people will hook you up.
Yeah.
But man, you are blinded by the boat sometimes. Oh, sometimes. Because, you know, like you get on that boat.
How do you think the rich people got rich?
Hello. They keep the money. Or it could be a rental.
Yeah. They often will charter the boat.
And shocking, like you know, like shocking. Sure. I mean, that could be a whole episode of just talking about the rich and their money and the way they do, you know, but like where we're at, we get a lot of that like life, you know, where I think that's also why we expect tipping. Doesn't matter what, you know, who they are, but if we're talking about gay, lesbian, no matter what, when people walk into our restaurant, I don't care what you look like, because if you're still judging people by the covers, you better wake up, you know, people own an Amazon wearing, you know.
Yeah, like, but
gray,
we,
you know,
we do that though.
It's, I think, human nature.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that.
Which, to go into that, and we can go into that, but like what I mean is, like, you know, you expect a good tip.
Yeah.
So when you get a table that sits down and says to you, you know, or, you know, it's just who they are and you're interacting, you're having a great time, do I give a little bit more effort to a gay man? Maybe, yeah, because that's just natural or so on. Mm-hmm. But like when you get the bad tip after giving really great service, I don't care who you are, that's why it's painful.
Yeah.
Because, and we do expect a certain amount of tip. But unfortunately, I guess it's also the bad ones are always just going to be the bad ones.
Yeah, and you kind of, you have to learn how to just blow that over your shoulder and know that that next table or the next, you know, it balances itself out in the end.
Yeah, I try to be, I don't know how you guys do it, but like in my head, I'm always trying to be like for the evening. And then when it gets a little tight, like you got to look to the week. Because if you're looking at one individual table, man, you don't really get what this is all about. You know what I mean?
I stretch it out to the month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go,
I stretch it out to the month.
It's definitely a balance game.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. More towards you now. Mm-hmm. I know you love music.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I'm not a particular person. I don't really care to pool with people. Mm-hmm. I want to know your favorite artist that you would want to work in the restaurant industry and pool with.
And pool with?
Yeah, man.
Alive or dead?
Either or. Do what you need to do.
All right. This is cool. A musician? All right. Right. Well, right now, man... In our restaurant, specifically, probably somebody like Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Because T Swift would come in and be her cute little bubbly self, and I would like rack that stuff in. And then I'd just be like, sing him a number. I'll be right back.
Gotcha.
Now, dead? Man, I don't know. I'm going to go still with the female artist. I'm going to just do this for my gays. I'm going to bring in Whitney Houston. I'm just going to put her in the middle of the restaurant and just go ahead and sing, Whitney. Okay. But make sure that those tips come to me.
No, I'm just kidding. You're pooling with her.
You're pooling with her.
You're pooling
with her. I'll just be like Whitney,
I'll take care of the table. You just let it go. Yeah.
I mean, that's just an off. That was just the first answer.
So you're thinking that T-Swift and Whitney Houston would be, you'd be their backup. You'd be their.
Oh, yeah. I'd just be like, run the night.
You'd be pre-bussing the table.
I'd probably be doing all the work, because let's get real here. These are some divas. They're not going to pick up a pen or a tray.
So
get out there and sing. Make some money. I'll back the whole way up. They'll just talk. Okay. I'll do all the work.
He's like, he say talk and sing.
I say breathe, just yeah.
Say hi.
Yeah. Breathe, say hi.
Okay. I just pretty much, yeah.
And maybe throw in a high note real quick. Go to the next table. Greet, say hi. Just know that your stuff is coming right behind
Whitney,
you.
I need you on stage right now. I know the words, Ike. No, that's Tina. Excuse me. Now, that's a hustling woman right there. I'm going to rewind. I'm going to take me some Tina Turner. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, yeah. Tina Turner's a hustler.
She'll make you some money.
She'll make you some money, too. Oh,
you know, that's a cool
those
question.
Those legs will be popping.
Yeah, right? That's a cool question. I mean, dang, you know, I'll get the Backstreet Boys. You, right. know. You guys just work. I'm gonna... no, I'm kidding. That's a cute question. I like that. That was cool.
Are you, we're going to leave you on this one. Are you a superhero fan? Like any Marvel movies, anything like that?
Yeah, I like the Marvels. X-Men was always my...
X-Men?
Yeah.
Okay. It's interesting because Eternals is going to come out soon.
Okay.
It's a Marvel thing. I like them because it's just my genre of movie as far totally. As like action. It's an action movie.
Totally.
Okay. And they are, correct me if I'm wrong, the Eternals are going to have an openly gay superhero character
Sweet.
In there. He's going to have a significant other and children and things like that, which is really cool, I think.
Cool. Who's playing what character? Do you know?
The character's name is Festus, if I believe, but I don't remember the actor's name. We can
Festus.
Look it up. He's like an engineer. He creates the weapons for
the black guy, right?
Yeah, the black
guy. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
Look at this guy, the black guy.
They're doing a gay black man? Let's get a gay black man out there. You hear that?
I don't know if you've ever seen the
I saw the trailer. That's
the trailer? He's the guy in the end.
Yeah.
He's working.
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly.
Yeah. Talking. Now, I wanted to know who would be for you, like the good Marvel character, right? Or
who would
X-Men.
Be a good character to be gay?
Who do you think, which X-Men do you think is in the closet?
Mm. The one I would wish is Gambit.
Okay.
Because Gambit's the man. You
He's
know?
An interesting character. I like him. He's
I
one
think,
of my favorites.
Honestly, if you've watched the cartoons.
Cyclops.
Thank you. Yes. If you watch the cartoons and if you get it, and maybe Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler would have been cool, but I think that comes from Alan Cumming playing Nightcrawler, which they need to reprise that role for him because that was one of the best intros to any movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that would be really cool.
Gotcha.
But if I can, because we got the mic, I think it's really awesome that they are doing a gay black man. I have gay black friends and we have had the talk. And you think it's hard walking in your shoes and I'm walking in my shoes, put the two together. And like, I have talked to some friends and I just think that that's beautiful because that's for them to see that like, we're all in this together. I, like, not to be all woo, but that's really awesome that they're doing something like that.
Nice.
Hell yeah, man.
Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your soul, man.
Yeah, dude. This was really cool. I'd love to do it any other time, man.
Oh,
we could talk
sure.
about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, friends.
Restaurant world has so much to talk
yes.
about, you know?
Without a doubt, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
And speaking of so much to talk about, we are part of the One Star Podcast Network. It's the one-stop shop for all your restaurant-related podcasts. It was put together by the ladies from the Sidework Podcast. We also have Copper and Heat.
In Your Mouth.
In Your Mouth Podcast.
Macaroni Zone.
Yeah, well, let's stay on In Your Mouth Podcast for a second.
Let's stay on In Your Mouth. What's in your mouth?
And he actually is. Our subject is his subject all the time.
Cool.
Which is pretty damn cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, yes. You didn't get the innuendo?
In your mouth. What's in your mouth?
No, he's got good energy and,
great.
You know, it's pretty cool. And the Macaroni Zone.
Yes.
And?
Confessions of a Server.
My man, Quaylen Harris. Mm. And reach out to us. I'm active on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at The Modern Way to Podcast if you want to, you know, even respond about your experiences and this show actually inspired you to do so, let me know. And you can email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. And look out for Shift Drinks. It's usually every Friday. It is a bonus podcast, so if we don't have a guest, we won't put it out. But we will, so we will on Friday.
Yes.
And we record that on Sundays after our shift. And we're going to be expanding the different restaurants mm-hmm. that we go to and glow up our community. So with that, I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla. Subscribe, 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 people.
Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you all so much.
We'll see you next time. Later.
Maneuvers like smooth cruises. Style cause more than bruises. Win, can't stand losers. Stay tuned, it will be proven. That boy is killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.
Killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.
Killing them out there.
Haters don't lie. The haters don't lie. The haters don't lie.
That boy is killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.
Killing them out there.
Haters don't lie.